One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us, too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, we are wrapping up with week 10 of The Artist's Way, written by Julia Cameron. This week's chapter digs into recovering a sense of self-protection. We left off on the last episode talking about the tasks from this week, and though I was going to skip through them, the more I thought about it, the more I realized I probably shouldn't. Since this is the official deep dive on the book, I figure we should touch all the bases. So the next task I want to share with you from week 10 is called The Awful Truth. She wants you to be honest and tell the truth with all of these answers, but she asks several. One of them is, what habit do you do that gets in the way of your creativity? What do you think might be a problem? What do you plan to do about that habit or problem? What is your payoff in holding on to this block? If you can't figure it out, you can ask a trusted friend. Honestly, which friends make you doubt yourself? Though it's important to remember that the self-doubt is yours, but they might trigger it. Now, honestly answer, what friends believe in you and your talent? That talent, again, is yours, but they make you feel it. The next question is, what is the payoff in keeping your destructive friends? If the answer is you like them, the next question should be why. The next she wants you to be honest with is, which destructive habits do your destructive friends share with your destructive self? And then we finish that section up with, what constructive habits do your constructive friends share with your constructive self? The final task from this week is to set a bottom line. Working with your answers from the questions that we just asked, try setting a bottom line for yourself. Begin with 5 of your most painful behaviors, because you can always add more later. She gives some examples here that I thought were pretty helpful, so I'll read a few. She says, if you notice that your evenings are typically gobbled up by your boss's extra assignments, then a rule must come into play: no work after 6. If you are working too many jobs and too many hours, it might be time to look at your billing. Are you pricing yourself appropriately? Do some footwork. What are others in your field receiving? If possible, raise your prices and lower your workload. Some of the example bottom lines she uses is, I will no longer work weekends, or I will no longer bring work with me on social occasions, or I will no longer place my work before my creative commitments. And then she wants you to do some cherishing by intentionally listing 5 small victories, or listing 3 nurturing actions that you can take for your inner artist. And then you can make 3 nice promises to yourself and keep them. And that brings us to week 11, where we are focused on recovering a sense of autonomy. She starts the chapter with this. I am an artist, and as an artist, I may need a different mix of stability and flow from others. I may find that a 9-to-5 job steadies me and leaves me freer to create, or I may find that a 9-to-5 drains me of energy and leaves me unable to. I must experiment with what works for me. And then she discusses money for a while. She discusses the fact that as an artist, our cash flow might be typically erratic. She says the market may be rotten even when the work is great. But I must free myself from determining my value and the value of my work by the work's market value. And though I can't get behind everything she talks about when it comes to finances, I can definitely back that idea. Your value is inherent. It does not matter what other people are willing to pay for it. She says, the idea that money validates my credibility is very hard to shake. She goes on to say that I must learn that as an artist, my credibility lies with me and my work. In other words, if I have a poem to write, then I need to write that poem, whether it will sell or not. I need to create what wants to be created. I can't plan a career to unfold in a sensible direction directed by cash flow and marketing strategies. Those things are fine, but too much attention to them can stifle the child within, and they get scared and angry when they're continually put off. As we know, most children don't deal well with later, not now. And because my artist is a child, the natural child within, I must make some concessions to its sense of timing. She does mention that some concessions don't mean total irresponsibility. Instead, it means providing quality time to your artist, knowing that if I let it do what it wants, then it will cooperate when doing what I need. It means allowing yourself to write badly and draw badly and paint badly and perform badly. That is your right as a creative. Creativity is its own reward. She says that as an artist, we must be very careful to surround ourselves with people who nurture our inner artists, not people who try to overly domesticate it for their own good. I may be a good cook, a rotten housekeeper, and a strong artist. And here I'll read my favorite sentence potentially in the entire book. But she says, to a large degree, my life is my art. And when it gets dull, so does my work. As an artist, my self-respect comes from doing the work. One performance at a time, one gig at a time, one attempt at a time. 2.5 years to make one 90-minute piece of art. 5 drafts of one play. 2 years working on one musical. Throughout it all, daily, I show up. As an artist, I don't need to be rich, but I need to be richly supported. I cannot allow my emotional and intellectual life to stagnate, or my work will show it. My life will show it. My temperament will show it. If I don't create, I can get crabby. Later, she says that there's a connection between self-nurturing and self-respect. If I allow myself to be bullied and cowed by other people's urges for me to be normal or more nice, then I sell myself out. Sure, they may like me better or feel more comfortable because I now have a more conventional appearance or behavior, but I will hate myself. Hating myself, I may lash out at myself and others. If I sabotage my artist, I can well expect an eating binge, a sex binge, or a temper binge. Creativity is like oxygen for our soul. To be an artist is to recognize the particular, to appreciate it, and to allow a sense of play in your relationship to accepted standards, to ask the question why. To be an artist is to acknowledge the astounding. It is to allow the wrong piece in a room if we like it. It's to hang on to a weird coat that makes us happy. It's to not keep trying to be something that we aren't. If you're happier writing than not, painting than not, singing than not, acting than not, directing than not, then for God's sake, let yourself do it. To kill your dreams because they're irresponsible is to be irresponsible to yourself. Credibility lies within you and God, not with a vote of your friends and acquaintances. The Creator made us creative, so our creativity is our gift from God. Our use of it is our gift to God. Accepting this bargain is the beginning of true self-acceptance. Tomorrow, we'll dig into her section on success and some of the tasks from this chapter. In the meantime, I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bet. Goodbye, beautiful.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.